holding in the middle of Mugen Ovis. Noida Lishmoy Bachol Yom Tomid Me'en Avrachis. Noida Lishmoy will be Moida Lishmoy from the Rebbeinu Shalom every day. Thus is Kineged Moidim Bachol Yom Tomid every day Me'en Avrachis. Me'en Avrachis means Apipashtis. Bachol Yom Yom Ten Loim En Birchisov. That's why it says Bachol Yom Tomid Me'en Avrachis. Others are goyres, not the nikud of me'en abroches. Others change the nikud to mayon abroches. Not me'en abroches, nor mayon abroches. It means that it is the mayon of broche. The Shabbos, his name is Borchin Kolshit Nyoimen. His name is Shabbos, is the mayon abroches. Shabbos is the mayon of all other broches. All the broches come from Shabbos Kodesh. That's why it's called Mayon Abroches. Keil Aidois Adoin HaSholim Mikadesh HaShabbos Umavorech Shvi Umeniach Bekedusha La'am Medushnei Oynik. I would like to take at least today to learn one part of this bracha, what it means, Meniach Kedusha La'am Medushnei Oynik. A very interesting lashon, to understand the whole lashon, what it means. What does it mean? The Rebbeinu Shalom is Meniach Kedusha La'am Medushnei Oynik. What does Medushnei Oynik mean? And how do we learn that it should be Meniach Kedusha La'am Medushnei Oynik? It's Mashma from the Loshon HaBracha, and so it says in Rav Tzadik HaKohen, and so it says in other Svarim, that how much Kedusha can you get from Shabbos? How much can a person get Kedusha from Shabbos? As much as he is medushon ba'oinik, as much as the person is fulfilled with fulfillment from the oinik of Shabbos, that's how much a person can take in himself the neirah de kikedusha that comes down Shabbos. We said over yesterday a word from Chaskol Sarna yesterday in Yankiv Shir, but it's kedai to repeat it again. A neirah de kavod from Chaskol Sarna. Somebody asked him, why do you need a neshama yisera? Is the neshama not big enough? What do you need a neshama yisera for? The neshama is a very big thing. You need yet a neshama yisera? So he said, it's a very good question. You know for who it's a very good question? For somebody who doesn't know what Shabbos is. But somebody who realizes the Kedusha of Shabbos, realizes that his regular neshama is not big enough to take it to Shabbos. He needs a neshama yisera to take it to Shabbos. Haflo befel de ketshuva. In order to take the Eir of Shabbos, you need a neshama yisera. But I think I could add another isofa to this kasha that this person asked of Chaskol Sarna that we didn't say yesterday. But dachtem is an isofa nifla. Everybody knows the kasha from the Baal Shem HaKadosh. The Baal Shem HaKadosh has a kasha vayinofash vay ovda nefesh. Frek the Baal Shem that belongs on Motzei Shabbos, not on Erev Shabbos. Why do we say vayinofash on Erev Shabbos, not on Motzei Shabbos? Maybe with this question that was asked there by Chaskol Sarna, we could have a Moira de Kenua Saga. A Yid comes Shabbos, and he gets a Neshama Yisera. So he's bothered by that Kasha, what do I need a Neshama Yisera for? What is with my Neshama? The Teretz is that Neshama is lost. Voskirech given you don't need a Neshama Yisera. If the Neshama in the weekdays wouldn't be hidden by your Gashmias, then you wouldn't take need a neshama yisera on Shabbos. You know why you need a neshama yisera? Because the regular neshama gets lost in this gashmistical world. It gets hidden with this gashmias. Zoktayid, when it comes Shabbos Kodesh, it's come to a neshama yisera. What do I need a neshama yisera for? I have a chelik alakai memal. Oy vey, of the nefesh. I lost in my week this neshama. The neshama got lost in this gashmias. I went into the pomegranate. Chagizen geroyse shtiklich fleish. And I'm fagirin in the moil for the fleish was a chagizen. And I don't even have to go in to see it. I can open up an amidia and a yatet nemon and see pictures from the fleish. I chdaf nishver a megushim from walking into the store. I can become a megushim from reading the advertisements. Kem a ver a megushim. And kem a ver an ashtik gashmias. That's where the neshama gedoyish is tov hashkachelev libom. The whole gashmias covers over the neshama gedoyish. It takes away the neshama gedoyish. It's of the nefesh. The nefesh got lost. The nefesh is not here anymore. As a bizarre, if the nefesh is not here anymore, that's the vayinofash of Erev Shabbos, that the person realizes that it's all of the nefesh and he has to get a different neshama. He needs a neshama yiseira when it comes Shabbos. About koponim, back to where we're up to. Umeniach bekedusha la'am medushne oinik. The Rebbe Nishlam gives kedusha, the kedusha of Shabbos, to who? To the am that's medushon with oinik. Oinik Shabbos is a neure de kezach. We find in Halacha that Oinik Shabbos is so important that we're matche tama v'kama halachos because of Oinik Shabbos. Tfilah, we were mekatzen in Tfilah. Why? Because of Oinik Shabbos. Avodah shebelev zeu Tfilah. Hamoyer dekechama dekavodah. Why was it bekitzer? In Yishalmi it says because of Oinik Shabbos. It says in Chazal that even a Talmud Chochem that a whole week is Yegea b'Teira, Shabbos heim bohem u'misangim. Shabbos is less Teira. Stoicha Talmud Teira kineged kulam. No, Oinik Shabbos. Stoicha Koyach von Oinik Shabbos. It's a half love of Allah. So you see how great Oinik Shabbos is. Noir di kinekuda in to see the godless von Oinik Shabbos. But maybe we have to realize what the reason is that Oinik Shabbos is tolui. The Kedusha of Shabbos is totally in Oinik Shabbos. Let's look at Psukim. It says, Bashabbos, Vayivorach Elokim es Yoyim HaShvii, Vayikadosh Eisei. Al Kaim Berach es Yoyim Shabbos, Vayikadosheyu. Birchas HaShabbos, Birchas HaShabbos, the Barucha of Shabbos. When one realizes how great the Barucha of Shabbos is, let us say over a Mechilta, was his Neuro V'Oyim. If only we would come to see here this Mechilta alone would change our whole blick of Shabbos. If you'll be zoicha to heat the Shabbos. So first of all, a person should stop right here. Im tizku lishmer es Shabbos. That's the way you write. Matam shomrim es Shabbos. Shteit amur dikis nekuda on this piece of Mechilta. That you have to have a schus to be able to eat Shabbos. You have to have schusim that you should be able to be a shoyim Shabbos. You need special schusim that you should be able to go through a Shabbos and be a shoyim Shabbos. It's very easy to not to be a shoyim Shabbos. A shoyim Shabbos means bedibur. Shoyim Shabbos means in all kind of different maisim. To be a emstik a shoyim Shabbos im tizku lishmer es a Shabbos. O seid HaKadosh Baruch Hu liten lechem sheish mitzvos toivos. Eretz Yisrael, Oilam Abba, Oilam Chodosh, Malchus Beis David, Kohuna Ulevia. Lekach Nemar, Ochlu Ayoim. And we know a Gemara. The Gemara says in Perik Kol Kisvei, and more clear in the Mechilta, Im Tizku Lishma Es HaShabbos, Tinotzlu Misholosh Pereinayes. Midiyoim HaShol Goy Gemogoy, Mechev LaShol Mashiach, ומיום הדין הגודל, לכך נאמר אכלו היום, שתי תחנוי דקזח, that Shabbos is the מפתח for every single toiv in the world. How does a person get any toiv in the world? What's toiv is? Eretz Yisrael, toiv, Eretz HaToiv, Oilam Haba, the ultimate toiv, Malchus Beis David, Kuna, Leviya, to be nitzel for Shalosh Peronius. What is the מפתח of all of this? All of this is the מפתח, all Shabbos Kodesh. Shmiras HaShabbos. Shmiras HaShabbos. So of course, Shabbos includes all the brachos of Toiv. Shabbos includes all the Toiv that there is in the world. There isn't a Toiv that there is in the world that a person doesn't get in Shabbos. Now if a person realizes that when it comes Shabbos he gets such brachos, then of course he's misaneg in Shabbos. If a person realizes what Shabbos is, if a person realizes the Toiv that lies in Shabbos, if a person realizes the bracha that lies in Shabbos, of course the person is kulay tainig in Shabbos, because he realizes what he's getting in Shabbos. So that person that realizes that, and is misanig in Shabbos, ekrik the kedusha from Shabbos. Uminiach kedusha to the person that's makir what Shabbos is. Who's makir what Shabbos is? The person that's misanig in Shabbos. We hear today from our teenagers, Ishprach, a long Shabbos afternoon, I'm bored from a long Shabbos afternoon, a Friday night, long Friday nights, I'm bored, I don't have what to do, I don't have a new book, I don't have what to read, I don't have what to do Friday night, I don't have what to do Shabbos. Was he's bored of Shabbos. In ultimate tainig, me'en oilem haba, ultimate tainig, you misanig in Shabbos, the tainig of Shabbos. Then you don't get the kedusha of Shabbos. Says half of a fella, what we're missing out by not being misanig in Shabbos. If the person is not misanig in Shabbos, he's missing out the kedusha of Shabbos. It says here, umeniach kedusha. To who does the Rebbeinu Shalom give kedusha? La'am medush ne'oinig. To the am that has the greatest b'china of oinig, it becomes doshein from oinig. It becomes ungefilled from oinig. He feels a svius from the oinig. That's the nekuda. That's the nekuda. To what degree? To what degree a person has to be misanig in Shabbos? And the only way the person gets kedusha on Shabbos is only if he has the koyach of medush ne'oinig. That's Nekuda Aleph. Now we have to realize a second Nekuda. We have to realize how in the world a person that has Saris Rachman al Itzlon, a person that has problems, how is it possible for him to be able to be Misaneg in Shabbos? How is it possible a person should be Medushen in the Oinig from Shabbos and he doesn't feel it? He goes through Kol Mine Tzores. He goes through so many Schwerigkeiten. How is it possible for him to be able to be misanig in Shabbos? Let us understand. What means amadush ne'oinik? The only way he could be amadush ne'oinik, you think, is if you have all the gashmis in the world. That means amadush ne'oinik. A person that's rachmona letzlon an oni, and all he has is a piece of black bread on Shabbos. He's not amadush ne'oinik. He's not a medush ne'oinik. That person doesn't have tainik. What means amadush ne'oinik? Amadush ne'oinik means that he has a table filled with all the tanuiga ilam azeh. He's mekayim amadush ne'oinik. And the person that has shvartz bereit can't have amadush ne'oinik. Chabarai nishtazei. See yedua, as a meir Shapiro, givein bam chofetz chayim of Shabbos. And it was Friday night bam chofetz chayim, bam helig chofetz chayim. There was nobody that knew what Shabbos was greater than the chofetz chayim. And the Chofetz Chaim got Schwarz Breit Freitag zu Nachts. Freitag Breit. Schwarz Breit of Shabbos. And Rami Shapiro was taken aback because he never saw it in his life. Of Al Koponim, the Chofetz Chaim, Rabban Shal Yisrael, what did he have in Zaren Orem Kait? Schwarz Breit. And then Shmikaim ben Amadush Ne'oinik. With the Schwarz Breit, he didn't have Amadush Ne'oinik. Sie kann doch nicht sein. It must be that we have a wrong impression what means Amadush Ne'oinik. Have a raya. You could have the greatest tainig in the world and not be happy. What's the raya? What's the greatest tainig in the world? Who had the greatest tainig in the world? The Derdeya. The Derdeya had mon. What did they say on the mon? The nefesh agruim. V'nafsheini kotzo belechem akleikel. Why is lechem akleikel? They were coffee toiva shtet nigamar na beidazara. Why were they coffee toiva? They mentioned they did them a favor, they don't have to go three pasos, say chutz lamachna, and they were coffee type in nefesh akleikel, and nefesh akal. So you see that has nothing to do one with the other. There's a person that can have the greatest tainuk, mon, lechem, abirim, ochalish, lechem of the malach ha'asharis. He's not happy, it's nafshenu kotza. He has no tainuk in it, he has no tainuk, it's an inui by him. So what then is it tolian? It's not tolian the food. It's tolian the das of the person. It's totally in the das of the person. It's totally how much a person's das he has. The person has the right das. The person has a possibility to have poshete bread, poshete schwarz bread, and to be misanik. Why is that possible? Because he's a nefesh ha'yofa. He sees the toiv of the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's marking the toiv of Shabbos. So it's even with the cleansed kleinigkeit, he has that koyach. Because that's the koyach of neshama yisera. There's a Rashi that nobody understands. Rashi Masechtes Beyo says, what's a neshama yisera? Sagt Rashi, roi chev lev lemenucha lesimcha liyos psuach lervacha v'yoichol v'yishte v'ein nafshei kotza olav. Ah, you know what that means? I should be able to eat another piece of bread and another piece of challah and a lot of meat and I shouldn't be kotza. I should be able to eat more and more. As I learned the Welt in Rashi. And the Welt fragt Akasha. A neshama yisera I need for what? That should be a nafshei kotza with food. Nein! Nafsheinu kotza v'lechem akleikel! mit dem Mannes mit Nefscheinu Kotzo, steitens was Emes im Paschus Beschalach, that in every piece of food, Shabbos it all, Mom. How is that? Dr. Sassamis, what happened to the Mom? It was Gonus. Shabbos geht man rein in Beis Ginoz of Shalka de Shbarchus, you have the Mom. And there's Dr. Sassamis. But what then? You can be Nafshenu Kotzo. In the Mom, you can be Nafshenu Kotzo. Dr. Rashi, ain't Nafshenu Kotzo. You won't be Nafshenu Kotzo, Velechem HaKloikel. You'll have an Ashami Yisera, you'll be able to see the Toiv in anything that you have. Demut is Amadush Neoinig. Das meint Amadush Neoinig. Amadush Neoinig meint, as the Bali Musa said, es kann sein an Am Sride Chorev and be an Amadush Neoinig. Don't lose together. It's not a stira. Am Sride Chorev and Amadush Neoinig are not two opposites. They go by together because when Klal Yisrael's Oinig is a completely different Oinig. And that's the Koyach of the Neshami Yisera. The school of the Neshami Yisera, that Klal Yisrael was zeichet to it, to be an Amidu Shnei Oinek. That's the Nekud of Amidu Shnei Oinek. If we understand that, we understand the complete different Nekuda, not the Deshen in Oinek, in a Gashmistik Oinek. It means much more than that. Let's see what the Ramami Pano, in Maim Shapses Hashem, talks about the Amidu Shnei Oinek, what means Amidu Shnei Oinek, in a little, a hecher oifen, how to learn the murdiki koyach of Amadush Neoinik. The posh, the taichin Amadush Neoinik means the shenim v'rananim yu. What does it mean, the shenim v'rananim yu? Perish moisifin koyach be'eden nor gam. Oinik is Rosh Tevis Eden nor gam. That we know from a long time ago. That Oinik is Rosh Tevis, the three koyches of Gan Eden. Oineg is Eden nor Gam. There are begematria tevel. There are begematria, that's the emes tevel, yoshve tevel. That's the emes tevel that a person is yoshev Shabbos on the koyach of Gan Eden. Am midushne oineg, haflo vefele de kidiburim for amami pano. Moisifin koyach in the oineg. You're medashe in the oineg. You're giving a right muchis in the oineg. In which oineg? The Eden nor Gan becomes greater from Klal Yisrael on Shabbos. Umeniach kedusha la'am. That's medashin the Eden nor Gan. Hafla de kiburim. Diminayu. Neshama ruach nefesh. From the Eden nor Gan comes the neshama ruach nefesh to the whole Bria. And you're medashin that oinik. One pshat from Amami Panu. Hafla de kipshat. It takes us on a much higher level of looking at the Shabbos. Oye furash. Medush ne oineg. Tome mit ischap marikud noch dem hat man ischkana sage in amuna. Am eretun am ami pano. Talking about his galus neira. Mi lo shoin vidish noye sam esbeach. What does vidish noye sam esbeach mean? To take off the deshen. To take off the schmutz. Hasoras hadeshen. Moshel el asigim shen eschat shubesi besacheit. A whole week. Through our chatoim, there are sigim. Sigim is pseiles, deshen. We cause deshen through our chatoim. Ve'im shmiras Shabbos kilchosoi tisharna minis ha'oinik brurois legamri. Am medushne oinik, that clean oinik. There's no chet in this oinik. Hafla v'fela mosik midrash. Am, a koyev niach kedusha la'am, that when it comes Shabbos, Medushnei Oinek, they clean up the Oinek. The Oinek is without any schmutz. The Deshen is taken off. A whole week you have Deshen that causes the Oinek to be gestert. The Oinek is not there. So, Am Medushnei Oinek. Another pshat. A third pshat. You say every day, Oiloscha Yedashne Selo. Oiloscha Yedashne Selo. Zokti Ramami Panu. Hakavono. Al iskabo lo oilo le rotzoin al yedeo eish min ha-shamayim kidei she yir kol avireo deshen amore de kitaych oiloscha the Eibishter takes the oilo and he takes it and makes it deshen he's mekabel the oilo so deshen is the nekuda of being mekabel the oilo zokter imami pano that's how you know the oilo was niskabo by the Rebbeinu Shleilom the Rebbeinu Shleilom took the oilo and made from that oilo deshen oibazoi That's the same thing in Am Medushne Oineg. Kocho Tikubel Berotza in Shmiras the Shabbos Israel. The Shabbos is a korban for the Eibishter. Ayit Shabbos is makrev a korban for the Eibishter. It says Am, the Oineg from Shabbos is Medushne. It's taken by the Rebbeinu Shalom as it is, complete, and becomes the korban that's completely eaten in Kavayochel. It becomes Deshen. Three pshatim in Amami Pano. Again, three noyzadik pshatim in Amami Pano. The erste pshat medushnei oinek. Kaviyochol, we give a oinek, a deshen, in Arayin, the shenim v'rananim, where Moisef koyach in the oinek, in the Eden Noragan, a noyzadik pshat, medushnei oinek from Loshen Dishnei, it's a mizbeach, the oinek is borer legamri, there's no more sigim, there's no more chet in the oinek. A third pshat, that it's niskabel the remaining shalom as they korban oila the Shabbos, the oinik from Shabbos as they korban. We know Talmidei Agoyin bring that the achila of the goyin the whole week was like a korban. The achila from a yedi eat Shabbos, but a koyach via korban for the remaining shalom. Thus is umniach begedusha la'am medushnei oinik, that their oinik becomes deshen, becomes niskabel to the remaining shalom as they korban.